Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm the executive producer here in the studio. Just so everybody knows, we could be found on all of the social platforms of Google, Facebook, Twitter. You can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn. As you know, we feature entrepreneurs daily here at our radio station. And two entrepreneurs that are joining me today. One of them is a return guest, Jenny Pivor from Merrimack Media. And sitting right beside her is Daniel McDonald from the World Tour. Is that right?
Yep, you got it.
Awesome. Well, guys, I know you came here to talk about a special tour that's happening in April, and I'm just going to let you shoot at it.
Sure. I'll start, and I have a self-publishing and promotion company called Merrimack Media, and I help authors get their books published and promoted and edited and designed and all of that stuff. So what I've come to know is that having a book developed is like having a baby, and giving birth to a baby, you know, you wouldn't just send your baby out into the world and not give it any nurturing or any, you know, any skills to, you know, grow up with. And also, I think what authors don't realize is that having a book is also like starting a business, and they become authorpreneurs, and they need to do marketing. So this trip that I'm planning in conjunction with a world tour, and Daniel's going to tell you about the Dublin part of it in a minute, is to help authors create their bestseller and give them all of the skills that they need to nurture their book. They're going to learn about editing, creating their best possible writing, and marketing, and doing podcasts, and doing videos, and writing killer press releases, and all of the things that they're going to need to succeed. So we're doing it in Dublin. At first, I thought Barcelona would be my destination of choice, and Daniel is from Dublin, and he was telling me how amazing it is for writers, and I drank the Kool-Aid. It is just an amazing city with so many great writers that have come out of there, and it's the perfect place for this retreat. So I'm going to let Daniel tell you about some of the things that are going to happen in Dublin.
I also want to know how you changed their mind from Barcelona to Dublin.
I actually very much like Barcelona, but logically, Dublin would be the place to host this because it's the UNESCO City of Literature. So, you know, a lot of the great writers, Oscar Wilde, you know, Behan, modern writers, a lot of writers come from Dublin and Ireland, but specifically Dublin. So it's a great place to host an event like this. There's the Dublin Writers' Center, the Dublin Museum, and there are other retreats like this, similar. So it tends to be a destination for writers that want to compose or finish a book, or a point of inspiration. But our club, the World Tour, it's called the World Tour Travel Adventure Club. Okay. We team up with other organizations, probably one or two a year, like the Salisbury Singers. We did a joint trip with them to England to sing at a cathedral. So this year it'll be the Dublin Writers Workshop. And yes, I am originally from Dublin, Ireland. I actually came over to work for Assumption College in Worcester 30 years ago. I never planned on staying, but somehow
I'm here. You are.
But my preference for the club has always been Italy. We tour all over the world tour. But we ran a trip to Ireland about 5 or 6 years ago, and every year since we've run one, even though I say, you know, it's the world tour, we got to go different places. So we have a lot of knowledge, obviously, on Dublin, and have ran several sightseeing trips there. We were just there a month ago. We did a tour of Southern Ireland. So.
Oh, wow. So tell me a little bit more about this trip. What should people signing up for this trip expect?
Okay, they're going to have morning workshops mostly, unless we have an all-day day trip, and then in that case there might be something at night. They're going to have some pre-trip work with an editor, and they'll get their writing marked up and critiqued, and then they'll have some critiquing during the trip as well. They'll have some personal sessions with me and other leaders, and there will be some cameo appearances via Skype by some experts. There's going to be a expert in social media marketing who lives right in Dublin, and we're going to his office, and then we're going to a bar after where James Joyce used to hang out. What's the name of that? I forget.
I don't know. There's no shortage of bars in Dublin, that's for sure.
I heard the beer is good there.
Yeah. They actually have a thing called Holy Hour in Dublin where they shut the pubs for an hour. I don't know if they still do this, but they definitely did it back 10, 15 years ago. And the reason for that was to get all of the civil servants back to work after lunch.
That's funny. Well, you've planned a literary pub.
Yes.
Crawl,
oh, so
right?
We have a literary pub crawl. Now, like with all of our tours with the World Tour, we hire licensed local guides with a lot of knowledge. So they are running it. And I think they're more actors than historians, but it's an awful lot of fun. We're going on a barge tour for dinner on the Dublin Canal. We're going to a play. We're even going to visit a farm, which is one of my favorite activities. And we'll see a farm there and a champion sheepdog.
Champion sheepdog. Tell me more about that.
He's a literary dog.
The dog, yes. Yeah, so you get a demo of the dog herding sheep or geese, and they make you some Irish scones. But it's actually a very famous place because they say part of the body of St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, is buried there. He was taken by Irish mercenaries from Italy and buried in this place, this farm. And that was only discovered in recent years, actually after the people bought the farm. And it's a medieval village too, so they've unearthed and done some excavation there. But everywhere you go in Ireland, it's very rich in history and culture, and as will our tour be. So we'll be going to a lot of cultural sites. Like I said, everything from the barge cruise, we'll be doing Irish traditional nights where we'll see Irish dancing and traditional music and comedy. So it'll be a very fun event. Fun, they'll be busy. It'll be a lot of fun.
Daniel, talk about where we're staying.
We are staying at Buswell's Hotel, which is a very famous hotel. It's an old world Georgian hotel, and it's right beside Dáil Éireann. And Dáil Éireann would be the equivalent of our Capitol and Senate building. Okay, it's where the House and Senate meet. And it's right across from there. It's actually very difficult to get a reservation. And a lot of the reasons why we have it this week is because they could take us this week in that hotel. But it's the perfect location because it's within walking distance of Trinity College, where the Book of Kells is, and then St. Stephen's Green. At the other end, it's one of the largest parks, I believe. Well, it's a city park. Actually, St. Stephen's. So it's a very large park in Dublin, and then you have a lot of shopping and sites right in that area. So we'll be right in the center of Dublin.
So is this tour, is this for anybody to go to, or they have to be a published author in order to excel, or somebody that's trying to write a book?
Yeah, all of the above. It's for someone who has a book that they're working on. It has a place for someone who has published a book and they need some marketing skills because they're clueless about what to do next. It's for someone who has an idea for a book and they might want to schedule a Talk Your Book session where we would record them and transcribe it into a usable manuscript and get it edited. And they can come out of it with content for an ebook or a website or blog or whatever, you know, the basis for a book. So it's for all of those people. And then if there is someone who wants to bring their spouse or they want to bring a friend who does not have any interest in writing, they can come, and it's not as expensive. I mean, it's not an expensive trip. Daniel got us some really great prices. It's $24.99 with the workshop. If you bring a friend, it's $19.99 if they're not taking the workshop. And if you sign up a friend, everybody gets $50 off. So until after Thanksgiving, like right after Thanksgiving.
Well, it's awesome that you guys made it convenient for everybody, because in some ways this trip is educational for the writer to learn how to get better as a writer and learn, in your words, nurture their baby.
Right.
But it's also, it seems to me, as it's more of an adventure and experience to some other individuals to kind of see something new that they haven't seen, see Ireland, experience the culture, and it's also fun.
Oh, for sure. And I know one woman who is coming, her husband is coming along with her, and she wanted, and my husband is going to come just because he wants to come, but she wanted some detailed information.
Who doesn't want to go to Ireland?
Yeah, right, exactly. And it has nothing to do with me. So So it was, you know, well, what does your husband like to do? And, you know, does he like biking? Does he like boats? Does he like, you know, adventures and stuff like that? And so I said, oh, yeah, he does. You know, he likes all those things because her husband wants to come and play. And so, you know, in the mornings when we have workshop sessions, you know, there will be things for people to do.
It'll be a very rich experience for everybody. So for those that aren't doing the workshop, I mean, they will have a fantastic time. It's as much about the writer's workshop as it is touring the east coast of Ireland. And we will tour from Drogheda and Dundalk, the walls of Derry, all the way down to Glendalough and Wicklow. So it won't be just Dublin. It'll be the entire east coast. Thanks to the European Union now, the roads in Ireland are very good. You know, there's highways, which... So transportation is relatively rapid, and we also have a rapid rail system as well called a DART, thanks to all those Germans, you know.
Mm. Well, I just got back from Europe myself, and I mean, like you said, the traffic is very fast. There is no traffic.
Well, it depends on where you are. Actually, Dublin is a bit of a mess traffic-wise, really? But once you get outside the city now, we have a ring road, we have highways, which, you know, in the last 20 years have come about. So transportation is good. But inside of Dublin, you know, public transportation is the way to go. And as part of our experience on every tour, we want to experience every part of the culture, whether it be Spanish or Italian or Swiss. So we will use public transportation so everybody gets a feel for that, as well as private coaches. So things like they have a Lewis system, a light rail system, we'll use that just for the experience. And the train, the DART, as I mentioned, goes all along Dublin coast. It circles Dublin coast. So just the train ride in itself is a lot of fun. So you'll definitely experience authentic Ireland when you go on the tour.
And this is an all-inclusive tour.
Yes, everything's included.
Oh boy, that sounds fun. So have you guys done anything like this before, or is this the first time?
Well, I've done workshops in Boston, a lot of them. And
I meant like a tour like this where you take somebody to it.
No, I've always wanted to do it, always. It's, you know, but Daniel.
Well, the club's been doing this for over 15 years. It really grew very rapidly. We weren't expecting this. It was just for families originally. Now we have 3,000 members. But like in 2000, and year coming up, we have a trip to the French Alps. So it's the Three Valleys, which is the largest ski area in the world. And a trip to the Austrian Alps, so we'll go through that with an extension in Iceland for those that want. And both of those trips are $9.95 plus airfare. So extremely, you know, great, great value. And that's the purpose of our trips. And people can pay over 6 installments. And then, of course, we have our Dublin Writers Tour or Tour of Ireland, if you don't want to just do the, if you want to do something other than the Writers Workshop, you're with your spouse. And then we have a bike tour of Holland starting in Amsterdam. So we're going to cycle southern Holland.
There's a lot of bikes out there. You got to be careful.
Oh, yes. Actually, that's what you have to be careful of. It's not the cars.
No, it's the bikes. But it's a beautiful city. I was there, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. And it's also, what I like to say, it's always better to have somebody that knows the country and knows the place to guide you on the whole experience. Because when you're out there by yourself, you kind of seem a little lost.
Right. And so that's the real advantage of this particular trip, because, you know, people will get sort of an insider's view of all of these places, and other than what a regular tourist would, because Daniel knows.
Well, if Daniel or Jenny, if somebody wants to reach you and they want to sign up for your tour and they want to experience Ireland, which I highly recommend doing, how would they do that?
So you can go to the club website, which is theworldtour.org. Okay, so .org, so www.theworldtour.org, or you can give us a call anytime at 888-828-0096. So if you just do a search, you'll find us. And also Merrimack Media has a great write-up and a lot more detail on the writer's workshop, so I would recommend you go to the Merrimack Media website.
Right, which is merrimackmedia.com, MerrimackMedia.com, and it is /retreat, but you'll see a button for it on the top.
Awesome. Well, can we have you guys back after the tour and you tell us a little bit more about it?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Well, again, my name is Alex Stablowski. I'm the executive producer here at Radio Entrepreneurs. Just so you know, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You could see this video online now. So click on YouTube and you'll see the video of this content. Thank you very much, and we'll be right back after these messages.